Well, hello, hello, hello. It's been a while since I've been on the air. I'm sure you guys missed me. You can also see we have a stream. Hello. All right, so we are currently... it is 5:35 p.m. Eastern Time. We are sitting here with some people to talk about Hypatia Software. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and kind of give some background on to what it is you guys do?
Yeah, no problem. So my name is Lisa Marie McGinnis. I am the current president and CEO of Hypatia Software Organization. I also work as senior system administrator at the Free Software Foundation. Hypatia Software, before I get into what Hypatia is, I'm also here with Nadia, who is one of our new volunteers for the organization. Do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Nadia Bedford. I am a trans non-binary person, and I just heard about Hypatia today, and I'm very excited to volunteer, and I'm very excited for Hypatia's mission, as well as the mission of the Free Software Foundation, but how Hypatia interlocks with that.
So, first let's get into like what we do at Hypatia Software Organization. It is first and foremost a mentorship program to get people pretty much off the streets or out of their bad situation into the software industry, helping trans, or we're actually thinking of using the language, people who experience trans misogyny change their situation through empowerment through a mentorship program. There's other mentorship programs out there, like Outreachy, that some of you people might be familiar with. But Hypatia specifically targets the trans community, specifically trans women who have been disenfranchised. They might have lost their housing or other problems we'll get into in a minute. So what we basically do is, well, Hypatia started with the Hypatia Engine, a gaming engine written in Python that tries to make it easy for new programmers to write their own games and get to see something in their head become a real idea. So from there, basically, the mentorship program exists to teach people Python from, like, we're talking about people who've never programmed before in their life. A lot of these people live on the streets. Their only access to a computer might be a cell phone and the public library. So people who have a lot of inability to access things we all take for granted, the internet, a computer, like a laptop, all these things that we think, you know, just exist. But to a lot of these other people, they're not really available. So anyways, part of the mentorship program is we hook people into their local resources to get to their public library. We have a program called the Emergency Cash Relief Program where students who are enrolled into our mentorship program, if they need money for bus fare, if they need money for medical needs, if they need money for other critical life essentials, we will just provide it. That way, because if you can't afford to get to the library, you can't learn and you won't be able to change your situation. So those are just this is just the basics of how it works. By the time a student has completed the mentorship program, they should have done three things. The first thing is they will have learned Python to at least an intermediate level to get an entry-level position. The second thing is they will have created their first free software project. And they'll host it on either GitHub, GitLab, or whatever site the student prefers. In addition, they'll also will have made commits to other free software projects, including ones that Hypatia Software Organization itself runs. So I'm here with Nadia, who introduced herself earlier, and we'd like to take some of this time to talk about some of the issues faced by the trans community at large, and how organizations like Hypatia can help people change their situation.
So a lot of people who are into information security and cybersecurity and technology grow up in these environments where they are given a lot of access to these things. Their parents will take them to the library. And in the trans community, there's this endemic of people being kicked out of their houses and forced to be homeless and forced to find other work. And if you are not in the culture and if you don't speak the language, you kind of lose access to all of those things. So I'm excited to work with Hypatia to bring people kind of into that community who've essentially been exiled by the social norms that they didn't ask to be, that they didn't really, they were born into a particular family and had to suffer from that attitude.
It is really hard to explain to people exactly what it's like to go through losing friends, family members, employment, housing, all your personal belongings and things that you thought you could hold on to, and just lose it all. Unless you've actually been there, it's not something that's easy to explain. So the role we really try to, I mean, for me, myself personally, a career in IT has been very good to me. A senior system administrator is my day job of the Free Software Foundation. They compensate me generously. My salary is public information on our website. But, you know, not everybody can have the privilege to, like, I taught myself, but not everybody can do that, first of all. And second of all, not everybody has access to the technology to be able to teach themselves. Like, I was able to acquire a laptop at a younger age eventually, and I was able to teach myself these skills. So anyways, yeah, it's a thing. So we serve about, right now, I would say we have about 8 students enrolled in the program. We have, I believe, 9 mentors on board.
Is that including me?
No, you will be number 10.
Yes!
It's always good to have more mentors than students so that students can pick the availability. So let's talk a little bit about the process. So students get to pick their mentors is very important to us. We believe this is one of the fundamental core parts of the program. And this is because it's extremely important that you have a mentor that you A, relate to, and B, can understand like what you might be going through. So it's a two-way street on understanding there.
Yeah.
And the idea is you can look, someone to look up to. So like you're like, wow, she's like working a decent job with a decent salary. And she's not on the street, she's not having to do sex work or anything to make ends meet. I would like this life for myself. And having someone who's made it, like as an example and a role model to help introduce you to people in their social network or maybe help you with your resume, you know? Because, I mean, and this is another thing we take for granted, like resume skills. Like, I'm sure a lot of the people who are listening right now, you have a decent resume on file, like a PDF somewhere, maybe?
I would hope so.
Yeah, don't you have a resume somewhere stashed?
I have an HTML document that is available online.
Excellent, yeah, me too. I like the HTML format for resumes because I find it very compatible with everyone.
I found the opposite, actually.
Really?
Like, anytime that I need to submit a resume, I have to put PDF. It into a Word document or PDF yeah. it or something.
I generally will also always tag a PDF with mine, two of the same content, just in case you're not going to click the link. You never can be too careful. But yeah, so the point is, and you, Nadia, do you have a
yeah, resume? I generated a resume using LaTeX and outputted a PDF, but I might migrate it to org mode or some other document processing engine, and I think that's a skill that's not even widely available. I mean, probably our audience is well aware that there are tools you can use to generate something in a variety of formats, and they know what, to some degree, what a good resume looks like. But a lot of people, even people who are professionally trained and have college degrees, don't know how to generate a good resume. So I'm interested to help people who are, you know, starting from basically zero, make something that looks more professional than a lot of their college graduate, at that point, peers.
Yeah, resume workshops are an important part of the process. And we do let the mentor, or we do encourage the mentors to help, but we're also starting to think about weekly or monthly times where we have like a group session where people can come on and say, this is what my attempt of a resume is at, could you look at it and judge it, you know? Or, you know, I don't have a resume at all. Could you please help me create one? And a lot of people don't understand how much they can put on their resume. Contributions to free software projects. Yeah. Projects that you maintain that you might think are stupid might look really impressive to an employer, especially if there's even a little overlap in their business model or what they're doing. You know, you might be like, oh, it's just a program that scrapes this one website. And then all of a sudden there's some company that scrapes this one website and they would love to have you work for them.
Yeah.
You know, so little things like that. So we talked about the cash relief program. I believe that's also, and I'll touch back on that real quick. This is one of the most important parts of the program because without it, it would be impossible to help people access these resources. Some of the money so I should say this first. Very, very, very exciting news.
Okay.
We recently were approached by Fun Club. You can find them at joinfunclub.com. They are a group of philanthropists that do one-time donations to various organizations, and every month they seem to do more and more and more and more. By the time they got to us, it was a 10 grand donation about. It looks like it was roughly, we're still counting it, but roughly $9,500, I believe. It might be closer to $8,000 when we're done counting it. So thank you, Fun Club, and anyone who donated to that campaign. They come in through, I believe, individual donors through that program. Okay. So because it's a group of philanthropists. It's a hard word to say.
Yes.
Philanthropists. But, right. So because of this massive influx we got, we are reevaluating a lot of our programs. We used to think it was impossible to buy free software-friendly laptops that could run things like FreeBSD or your favorite GNU Linux distribution. But hey, now we have enough money where we can actually start buying, installing, and sending laptops to people who need them.
Yeah.
Especially considering the recent influx on eBay of X200s that companies have been upgrading from the Core 2 Duo X200s. So it sounds like that will be one option.
Wow, yeah, the X200s are nice because of the Libre boot option. And it's just really nice. I mean, if we could offer people laptops with completely freedom-respecting BIOSes, that would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty huge, yeah.
Especially the X200 sounds, I like the idea of that a little bit just off the top, and this is something the membership of Hypatia, which we'll get to in a minute, would have to debate. But I like it because being used and a couple years old brings the price down, allowing us to get more people laptops for the same amount of money. But again, that's something the membership will have to talk about. So a little bit real quick about how Hypatia works is it's run by the membership, that is the students, the president / CEO, my position. I am mostly a spokesperson. I go out and evangelize like the work that Hypatia does. I say things like, if you are someone who would like to become a role model or like make a real difference in a trans woman's life, please go to hypatiasoftware.org. That's H-Y-P-A-T-I-A. That's H-Y-P-T-I-A software.org. You can find us there. And once you go there, you can click on volunteer and you will see a list of prerequisites that we require you to read the code of conduct. Our code of conduct is awesome. If you're into code of conducts, you should read it because I like ours. It's really nice. Thank you, Sarah, for writing that. Let's see. And then we talk about the work time requirements to volunteer, which is all we ask is 1 hour a week. If you can find the time in your life to donate 1 hour a week, you could seriously change someone's life. You're like going from an unimaginable situation to something that a lot of people take for granted: housing, employment, food, computers, you know, all the good things in life all at once. They're great. Okay, so just 1 hour, you know, it's great, it's excellent. And you go on our calendar, you say when you want to do it, and a student will eventually pick you, and then the process of mentorship begins. Now, if you are a non-binary trans woman or a person of color who is interested in getting benefits or volunteering, or getting benefits from Hypatia, that is the mentorship program, which also offers the Emergency Cash Relief Fund, as well as resume workshops, and hopefully soon there'll also be job postings coming through the community, specifically targeting Hypatia students. And not to spoil anything, but I also hope to be seeing some exciting new partnerships with other internship programs. So when a student completes the Hypatia program, they might get like a more prominent unpaid internship that comes with a living stipend. So that would really, you know, help people get those final pieces to their resume they need to really flourish in the IT community.
Yeah, that's that sounds great, actually.
I know, doesn't it? So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, here's hoping. I think that this is a very crucial problem to solve from the other end, too. If you read, as affectionately called by some, the Orange website at all, you'll see that much of Silicon Valley says they have a pipeline problem, although they have many pipelining problems as well. Pipeline problem, which is that not enough people are coming in from alternative perspectives and from diverse perspectives. And I think that this is really crucial because you don't want to build a homogenous future. If you build a future that's some sort of mental monoculture, it's going to be susceptible to all sorts of destructive influences from both within and without. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Outreach is really important for the Hypatia software organization. It is really hard to reach your target demographic. The only way we really know how to do it outside of pursuing communities and nonprofits that work with our work with people of color or trans women or non-binary people or experiencers of trans misogyny, which could even be trans men if that's something they identify with. Trans misogyny is the terminology used to describe the act of erasing or ignoring or removing someone's gender identity because you don't like it and screw them. So that's what we mean by when we say trans misogyny. So the systemic abuse and disenfranchisation of the trans community at large.
If you've ever talked to someone who refuses to use Chelsea Manning's real name, then you probably you've met a trans misogynist.
So. It's true. And
it's more likely than you think.
Especially someone who is brave enough to come forward and do such a service to the community at large, like to disrespect them for the sacrifice they've made of their personal freedom for the next indefinite foreseeable future. Pretty rough. I feel like, I mean, all human beings should be respected for who they are, but I mean, to take especially someone who's done so much for everybody in our country and...
It's downright unpatriotic.
Exactly.
We actually do have a question from the IRC channel.
Oh yeah, please. I was actually like to say in the last couple of minutes, I'd like to open it up to questions from the IRC channel.
Okay.
So this works perfect.
This does. All right. So the question is from FizzSec. He says, does Hypatia have a discourse forum? So do you guys have a forum that you run for people to connect, or?
I do not believe we're using Discourse currently. I've been looking into it. If there's interest in Discourse, like, I think I'll bring that up at our next membership meeting.
What's Discourse?
I actually briefly looked at it. It's like a kind of a forum kind of thing for people to talk.
Yeah, I'm not entirely familiar with it. FizzSec, could you be a little more clear about... what Discourse is, or I can Google.
I think I might be confusing it with Discuss, which is the other.
Yeah, so like by Discourse, do you mean a specific forum? Like, is that a specific forum software, or are you just saying, do
Discourse
they have a forum where people can talk?
Currently, Hypatia for talking, we're using Slack.com. It is what it is. A lot of people like it. I personally use the IRC gateway to connect to it. It's accessible. It also has an XMPP client, so people can easily use it on whatever phone jabber thing they
it
like.
It does kind of run everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty decent. Like, I haven't had any issues connecting to it via IRC, and it gives me my messages, so I'm happy. Is there any more questions from IRC?
Guys, do we have any other questions?
And if not, that's cool. We can close up with some closing remarks.
Going once, going twice.
Sold
to no more questions.
Cool, excellent. I mean, I feel like the organization is also pretty straightforward. We find people in need and put them in touch with mentors in these similar situations, or have similar life experiences or, as some people call it, common threads throughout their lives. So, you know. And even though I said we focus mostly on Python, we are open to anyone who is willing to help us with a syllabus. So if you are, like, into teaching people and you, like, think it's, like, really cool, like, I love teaching people. Like, me personally, I love teaching people. It's one of the reasons I got involved with Hypatia Software. I just want to teach. I like teaching. I like watching people learn and grow and become, like, their own creative force in the world, you know? And they see something in their head and they're able to just manifest it. So, anyways.
I met someone at a science fiction convention named Lorelei Oasis, and she's a great trans advocate, and one of her catchphrases is, one of the best things that you can do to end trans misogyny if you're a trans woman is to meet people who aren't and to talk to them. She calls it barstool advocacy. You pull up your barstool and you talk to them, and vice versa. And I think that the tech community has a real diversity problem, and I'm very excited to see what Hypatia can do and what I can do as a volunteer to help sort of incidental barstool advocacy, basically pair programming instead of barstools, but I'm excited.
Thank you, and we're excited to have you. And again, if anyone's listening, and oh yeah, that's where I was going. And you would like to, especially if you're interested in creating your own syllabus or course plan, which can be really enlightening. And this is like, especially if you're like wanting to be more a professional instructor or teacher or something, this might be experience that would help you in your future endeavors. Come to Hypatia, fill out the volunteer form, let us know that you're interested in writing a syllabus, and right now we only have a syllabus for Python, but we're definitely interested in having anything from C, C++, any kind of web app development, Node.js, pretty much as long as it's free software that the student can get into without any barrier of entry. And again, I think it goes without saying that like a project like Hypatia, so it's mostly focused on FreeBSD under Python, but it's very, very important for us that we try to keep everything free software in the mix, because we can't have a student trying to learn software and then like all of a sudden the third party app is like, now this is pay software, you have to give me a credit card, you know, and they're like, I don't have a credit card, I don't even have a wallet.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes without saying that like these solutions we have our students learn with have to respect their freedom, because otherwise they might find themselves locked out of their own portfolio that they're trying to create. So that's not good. We can't have people creating a portfolio, investing time they do not have, because there's better things they could be doing with their time in the immediate future, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, taking time out to learn is a privilege. So, you know, it's really hard. And one of the hardest things we ask our students to do is dedicate that, you know, for the volunteer, you know, dedicate that 1 hour a week, you know, whatever. But for the student to dedicate an hour and then some time to study, it's much harder proposition.
Yes.
Cool. So I think we can go ahead and close it out here at this point.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank Statler Radio for inviting me on. I know at the previous Hope I got to talk, or the last Hope, I got to talk about the Free Software Foundation, which was really, really nice. And this year I chose to talk about Hypatia Software Organization because they're like the new cool thing going on in my life. So cool. And Nadia, do you have any closing statements?
No, just wanted to say thanks so much to everybody who's listening out there. And yeah, thanks to Statler Radio for having us on.
It's no problem. We always like having everybody on, really. But we appreciate you guys coming in. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the conference and the rest of your day.
Cool, thank you.
You too.
No problem. All right, so up next we should have Stereo Semantics coming in with a podcast performed live here in the studio. We'll be right back.